Welcome. The Catholic Diocese of Cleveland presents the TV Mass. Today is Sunday, April 21st, the fourth Sunday of Easter. Your celebrant for today's liturgy is Father Joe Mamich, Vicar for Clergy and Religious for the Catholic Diocese of Cleveland.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, as we gather this morning to celebrate this Eucharist, we call to mind our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you came to gather the nations into the peace of God's kingdom. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ Jesus, you come among us in word and sacrament to strengthen us in holiness. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you will come again in glory with salvation for your people. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us of our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of good will. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you. We glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God,
let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, lead us to a share in the joys of heaven, so that the humble flock may reach where the brave shepherd has gone before, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
The first reading is from the Acts of the Apostles, found on page 125 of your Sunday TV Mass Missal. Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said, "Leaders of the people and elders, if we are being examined today about a good deed done to a cripple, namely, by what means was he saved, then all of you and all the people of Israel should know that it was in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. In his name, this man stands before you, healed. He is the stone rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. There is no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any other name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The stone rejected by the builders has become
reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. Yet so we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice. And there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As we gather this Sunday morning, we gather on what we commonly call Good Shepherd Sunday. And Good Shepherd Sunday invites us to reflect as Catholic Christians on perhaps what is one of the most vivid and most beloved images of our Savior. That is Jesus, the Good Shepherd. And for the past 12 years before assuming my new ministry here at the Diocese of Cleveland, I was the pastor of St. Joe's in Strongsville, and on the way out of church, there was a statue of the Good Shepherd, one of the last things people saw besides the smiling face of the priest or deacon or their fellow parishioners, was an image of the Good Shepherd. It was Jesus standing with the sheep over his shoulders. And how beautiful of an image that is for us to consider in the season of Easter, because it is Jesus, our Good Shepherd, who laid down his life so that we might be taken up into him and in through the power of his death and his resurrection into the promise of eternal life. And as Jesus speaks in today's gospel about sheep hearing his voice, we have been throughout the season of Lent, and now in these early days of the Easter season, just about halfway through, continuing to listen how the voice of Christ, the images of Jesus after his resurrection, continues to animate the early church. And the voice of following Jesus sends them out into the world. And it gives us pause in our own hearts to think about how have we listened to Christ's voice? How have we turned our lives over to the Good Shepherd? In prayer and in silence, in our celebration of the sacraments, in our reception of communion, all of those are ways that Jesus comes to us. But he also comes to us in the visitations that others have. And when people come to visit us, even if we may be at home and unable to attend Mass or unable to get out, when someone comes to visit us, calls on the phone, they're bringing the presence of Christ to us. Additionally, we also perhaps can think about the ways in which we can shepherd others, how we in our own lives, in our own hearts, we can give what we have received, that as Christ has nourished us, as we've listened for the Good Shepherd's voice in our own life, we too can become that for others. And so today we have that image once again of Jesus holding the sheep on his shoulder. That's us being embraced and loved by our Lord. We have benefited from listening to the shepherd's voice. Others come to us and bring us the good news. How might we share that good news with others? As we have received by listening to the shepherd, may we have the power, through the praying that we do, to share with others the voice of Christ. And as we have been shepherded well, may we become good shepherds to one another. And together now we profess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Grateful for Christ, our Good Shepherd, we unite our prayers to his.
For the Church, that we may attune our ears to the voice of the Good Shepherd and courageously follow his call to proclaim the gospel in word and in deed, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For world leaders, that they may find constructive and productive ways to settle differences without resorting to violence and war, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in vocations to ordained, religious, and lay ministries, that there may always be those who are willing and able to shepherd the flock, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the lost and wounded sheep of our own flock, that they may come to know the love and mercy of the Good Shepherd through our outreach and care, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all our TV Mass intentions and all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts, for all our intentions spoken and unspoken, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for the blessings that you have bestowed upon us, most especially for the gift of your Son, Jesus, our Good Shepherd. As you have provided for us in the past, we ask you to hear the prayers we place before you this morning, and we pray that you grant what we truly need, and that you do all of these things through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received this bread we offer, which earth has given, human hands have made. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through goodness we have received this wine we offer. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Lord God, we ask you to please sacrifice and offer with humble and contrite hearts. Lord, we ask you to make any cleanse by our sins. Pray, sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours, that it may become acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Grant, we pray, O Lord, that we may always find delight in these paschal mysteries, so that the renewal constantly at work within us may be the cause of our unending joy. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just. Our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. He never ceases to offer himself for us, but defends us and ever pleads our cause before you. He is the sacrificial victim who dies no more, the lamb once slain who lives forever. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land and every people exalts in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, that we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Edward, our Bishop, Michael, his auxiliary, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostle, St. John the Evangelist, our patron saints, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may always be free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
King of love, my shepherd.
Let us pray. Look upon your flock, kind shepherd, and be pleased to settle in eternal pastures the sheep you have redeemed by the precious blood of your Son, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Mass is ended. Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for watching the TV Mass. We invite you to support this vital ministry and consider making a donation of any size. You can send a donation to the TV Mass, 1404 East 9th Street, 6th floor, Cleveland, Ohio, 44114. Or information on an online donation can be found at dioceseofcleveland.org/TV Mass. Thank you for your generosity. We are pleased to offer My Daily Prayers, a daily email that includes audio versions of Catholic prayers for you to begin or end your day or just spend some time with the Lord. Sign up by going to dioceseofcleveland.org/My Daily Prayers. On behalf of the Diocese of Cleveland, we thank you for watching, and may God bless you and your families.